Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Kate currently has one of my socks on the recorder.
I'm using a sock as a windscreen.
I gave you a nice pink sock so that you could see it when you were talking at the mic.
Thank you. Okay, we got a little announcement. We got an email from Deborah Monk at Recology asking us to help spread the word. We have an opening in our department for Micah's position. Micah was so sweet.
Where's Micah going?
He's moving to Santa Fe with Hannah, who is his wife. So he's been in the department for 13 years and got married and is moving to Santa Fe. And so they're looking for someone who has a combination of tech, studio / shop, and install skills. It's an odd mix, but it's what Micah does. Okay. We have great benefits, and they pay $31 to $37 per hour.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got that info.
Non-exempt, so there is the possibility for overtime. Is that what that means, OT?
OT means overtime.
Or other things?
No.
Okay. And I'll put a link to that in our show notes, so you should apply for that job. I gotta say, so if you don't know, Recology is the recycling center for San Francisco. They run an artist residency program where artists can go through all the stuff people are dumping and make art out of it. And Micah was also an artist and would get, I mean, he had access to the PDRA where you get the stuff, where you get, you go through the trash and get things.
Is that not what you had access to?
No, same as the artist.
Okay, yeah.
But he has it forever. So he's had it for 13 years.
Every day.
You know?
For years.
And so, yeah. I mean, he could find things in there like nobody else. Like, he really knew
where the good shit was. Wow.
He was like a pile whisperer.
I want him to write a book.
Yes.
About his time at the dump.
He found just, like, awesome antiques and heirlooms and...
I'm curious to know, like, how garbage has changed over time.
Well, you could learn, listener, if you want to go get this job. Really great, especially if you live in San Francisco. It's right on the T Muni train line. I also want to give a shout-out to our one and only donor, Jim Prosser.
Jim Prosser!
Who very nicely tweeted about how Congratulations Pine Tree is his favorite, like, lesser-known podcast.
Jim Prosser, you're really... taking one for the team. No, I'm just kidding. That's really sweet of you.
Okay, Maysoon, guess what? We're bringing back the Bay Area Art History trivia question. Can you handle that?
I think mentally? I can. I don't know if I'll know the answer, though.
Okay, ready?
Is it a materials question? Because I definitely won't know the answer.
This artist is one of the first women artists to make a graphic novel, in my opinion. I mean, you can have a pretty...
In your opinion.
And she, the graphic novel I'm thinking of, okay, and I consider it a graphic novel.
This sounds really hard.
Was published in 1946.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know that person.
Okay. She grew up in Riverside, California, and both her parents were immigrants. That's all the information I'm giving you.
Riverside, California, graphic novel artist, 1946, grew up in Riverside.
I'll give one more clue. Immigrants. I'll give one more clue. She's got a really great painting at the Oakland Museum of a cat. So what else is going on, Maysoon? I went to that talk at the Preislinger Library.
The talk that we talked about last week that I was like, I'm definitely going.
Well, no, you couldn't go because you are our sole survivor.
Oh, that's why we didn't. That's right. Kate and I can no longer be in the same place at the same time, except for when we're recording in an undisclosed location and underneath the ground.
That's correct. And I gotta tell you, it was phenomenal. So Lacey Johnson, who's there were two speakers. Lacey Johnson, who's an artist who did the residency there and researched all about the internet and like the physical reality of the internet, what kind of minerals make up our technology and things like that. And then made this very campy video where she basically turns into Carl Sagan.
We on Earth have just awakened to the great oceans of space and time from which we have emerged. We are the legacy of 15 billion years of cosmic evolution. We have a choice. We can enhance life and come to know the universe that made us, or we can squander our 15 billion year heritage in meaningless self-destruction.
Oh my God, I am dying.
It was so good. Okay, and I was expecting that to be good. And then there was a computer scientist named Shay. I didn't realize it was going to be a double talk, so I had no expectations, right?
Awesome.
And sure enough, My mother fucking mind was blown. But in a scary way, Mason.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so we learned all about how the physical... how the internet exists physically in the world. Mm-hmm. So, like, all the cables, the fiber optic and copper cables, they're submarine cables that go under the ocean and go from continent to continent.
This is what carries your email, videos, and games all around the world. It's an undersea internet cable. It's being made right here in Kitakyushu, Japan, at NEC's OCC factory. The cables come in different varieties, including heavily armored ones, but they all start with bundles of optical fibers. The fibers are wrapped in layers for strength, starting with a steel tube, then steel wires and a copper tube, and finally a polyethylene sheath for water resistance. When they're armored, the cables are wrapped in more steel wires and then asphalt and plastic strings. That makes them pretty tough.
What? They get bitten by sharks.
What?
And then they have to be repaired because sharks can sense electricity.
Oh, they're like, this is fucked up.
Google has been forced to protect its underwater cable system using Kevlar after fears shark attacks could compromise the fiber cables.
Okay, but Mason, do you know that when you send a letter... okay, this, we're going really deep right now. And I was so into this, though, because I've been learning about quantum computing because I'm thinking about having a new life as a quantum computer scientist. To get data from one computer to another, electrons have to travel through a wire.
Yep.
That's the most basic shit about computers. Okay, but Mason, it is whack-a-doodle-doo because you got, okay, so you have your local internet service provider, which is like, for me, it's Sonic.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, they suck. They have their local network that's like, you know, has wires and cables and whatever that they own that are in like a little neighborhood and like the city and wherever, the regional. Then there's higher tiers. Tier one is the biggest ones, and that's like the submarine cables and like super huge. And those are owned by like AT&T, Google, like all these bigger, gigantic corporations. Oh. And they're building more and more. There's a major hub right outside of Salt Lake City where almost all of these like cross-continental cables go through. And right below there is the motherfucking NSA.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so that was one thing I learned. Okay, then the other thing I learned is we learned about all the data centers. You know, when you upload something to the cloud, it's not in a cloud. It's in a
machine
data
somewhere.
Center
yeah.
In, like, Nevada or all these places where they're, you know, it's usually pretty remote and the people that live there don't have a lot of political power to stop these things from being built in their area. Mm-hmm. And it takes a shitload of energy just to run all these server farms and to cool them because they generate so much heat. So this was the really biggest thing I learned from this talk, okay?
Okay.
If you are downloading a video game, okay, so like big video games could be like 60 gigabytes.
Yeah.
It takes more energy and carbon emissions to download that game than it does to manufacture it, print it on a CD or DVD, package it, ship it to a store, have someone drive to the store, buy it, drive it back to their house. That is more efficient, like more energy efficient than downloading it. Because it takes so much energy to download it and, like, stream these things. It takes 13% of internet usage is streaming Netflix.
13%?
Yeah. Of all the things people are doing on the internet.
That doesn't sound like a lot to me, to be honest.
It is. Okay. Just Netflix only.
Okay,
so that's
that
not Amazon
huge.
Prime, that's, Disney Plus,
yeah.
Hulu.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's a lot. Okay, I thought you meant streaming in general. Yeah. I was like, that doesn't seem
no,
like that
dude,
much.
It's just streaming is probably, like, more than 50%.
85%?
Yeah.
75?
Okay, so it just blew my fucking mind because every time I'm doing something on the computer, on the internet, I'm like, oh, well, this is much greener than if I was out driving my car. I'm like, oh, you know, because like, okay, when I go to bed at night, I'll turn all my lights off. Or if I leave my house, I turn my lights off because I'm like, I don't want to, you know, be just an energy drain.
Yeah.
But like, sometimes I'll fall asleep streaming a podcast and that's an energy motherfucker too. And we're fucking it up with our podcast.
We're
so
adding
we gotta
to
do
it.
Extra
Holy
carbon
shit.
Offsets, not to mention the amount of internet power I use for my YouTube to get all the toddlers on watching my YouTube. That's like a fucking...
I wonder if you could calculate...
That's a whole fucking open coal mine
worth
of pollution.
Can you calculate how much energy you've used from all of your viewers on one video.
I'm sure there's somewhere where there's like you can calculate how much view hour, like your view hours of energy.
Can
did
we
you
do that
realize
for the next
me
show?
Soon? What's that?
Can we do that for the next show?
You want me to figure that out?
Like the amount of energy you use.
What are you going to make me do? Are you going to have to pay for the carbon offsets?
No, I just like, was it enough energy to ship an entire cargo container across the ocean?
Yeah, right, dude?
Like, I'm just curious, like, how do we make that energy into something that we understand?
Yeah. I mean, there's no actual, like,
cross-continental flights.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
There's no exactly known, like, it's not precisely known how much energy it is to, like, send, like, 1 gigabyte.
You know? Oh, really? They don't
it's
know that?
Not, that's not known. Because, I mean, it, you know, if I'm sending it to San Jose, this is another thing I learned.
Oh, distance.
If I'm sending it to San Jose, it uses less energy than if I'm sending it to Shanghai. Because it literally has to move that distance. And not just that, but when we cross
so
these networks.
So things aren't traveling in the air. Like Wi-Fi.
No, they're going through wires.
They're going through
well,
wires.
Well, the Wi-Fi
still.
Is. And Wi-Fi takes more
so
energy.
So what's, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, we should plug in.
We're going to start printing the podcast onto CDs and sending it out to the subscribers physically.
Oh my God, that would be hysterical. So is sending the same as receiving, like streaming?
Yes. I would say that it's probably different. Like if you're person to person sending a video, mm-hmm. I think it would be, you would think of that as less energy because if you're streaming it, it has to be hosted somewhere forever. And just housing, like just holding that data in a place, mm-hmm. is using energy because it has to be on a server somewhere. The server has to be on.
Plugged in.
It has to be cooled.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. And then at the end, Shay, the computer scientist, gave everybody this thing, a Unix Grimoire. Have you? I always thought it was pronounced Grimoire. It's a book of spells. And it gave you a login to this like text-only network where there's like all this just like, you know, it's like really old school, like 80s
internet. Do we need to look
at
it and describe it?
I went on it. I even opened my own account on this thing where it's called SDF. If people want more information, I'll put
people
a link.
Want more information.
I'll put a link in the underworld, but it's not like as engaging as just sitting and watching YouTube videos. Like you can go through a bill.
But that's the point.
Yeah, but you can go through like a bulletin board and see people talking about Star Trek. And there's like chat rooms. I chatted with a guy and I was like, is this where I go to become an elite hacker?
And what did he say?
And he was like, you're at the wrong place. These are all just system administrators being bored.
You're like, yeah, no.
So that was a wild ride. And I also had just finished watching the TV show streaming in HD. Okay.
Right. You just used another airplane.
No wonder we've used more carbon in the last 30 years than like any other time in history.
What is that? I just want to understand like what that
and
looks
by used,
like.
I mean emitted.
What is that? Right. What does that look like for our ozone? I want to understand that visually. How do I understand that visually?
Like how much carbon is just coming from like computers and the internet?
Yes.
Versus like all the other ways?
Like I can see like cars and like the fucking shit that comes out of the muffler or the pipe. Like I understand.
Well, the thing is
those
that all the, I mean, the, it wouldn't be a problem if the computers and all these things were getting their energy from like wind farms.
It wouldn't be a problem?
No, it wouldn't. Because the thing is, they're all getting their energy from the power grid. So whatever's powering the grid is what is causing the emissions. So
where our electricity comes from depends on where we live. Countries like Poland and China get almost all of their electricity from coal, while others rely more on natural gas. A few countries rely almost entirely on hydroelectric dams, while even fewer get most of their electricity from nuclear fission. No country gets most of their electricity from wind and solar, though Denmark is getting close. How about the U.S.? For decades, the American grid ran mostly on coal. But with the rise of fracking, still controversial, natural gas is pretty much tied for the top electricity spot.
I understand.
So
that.
If we
Thank
could
you.
Change our power grid, we could fucking stream everything all the time forever.
Get rid of PG&E.
All right. So that was wild. Okay, another update from last week.
That's awesome.
I'll put every link I can to whatever I can. Okay, also, whatever I said, if any of it's wrong, that's on me.
Yeah, just, you know, what
I'm just repeating what I remember from my fever dream.
But
okay, but Maysoon, the other update from last week is that, okay, remember we talked about Moms for Housing?
Yes.
They are buying that house.
Isn't that amazing?
The Oakland, like, land trust is helping them buy the house from douchebag Wedgwood. At the appraised value, not like the market value.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit skeptical, or just like, I'll
well,
see.
Well, hesitant to be excited.
A little hesitant because I just don't trust corporations. I mean, they're probably doing it for like a fucking media, like a PR
push.
Oh, for
push, sure. Right?
To like,
make
look how good
look
we
good.
Are,
yeah.
You know?
Totally. Well, just don't think well of them.
Yeah.
Let's all listeners and us all agree, don't let it think make you think that they're good. But they also are maybe going to give all their Oakland property and let the city buy it. And that's
great.
Like 50 houses, I think, that's from what I heard on KQED this
does
morning.
Does Oakland have the money to buy that? I mean, damn.
Okay, so that's a little piece of good news.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing was awesome, too, though.
Well, but it was bad news. Just be streaming everything at like 420 resolution or
in
like
fact,
whatever.
Maybe you should just smoke weed.
Just smoke weed and stare at the wall.
Stare at the wall. There's plenty of movement.
Grow your
happening.
Own weed.
Pull up a chair in the window and
look out
watch
the window.
Out. The street is moving. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
If you needed even more reasons to stop being so much on the internet and on your phone and whatever else, mm-hmm. here's another reason besides mm-hmm. just like personal guilt. Okay, what else happened?
What's the other reason?
What's that?
Oh, this
well,
is
environmental impact.
Like, this is the other reason. Yeah. What do you think the lowest form of energy use is?
Doing nothing. The same amount of energy it takes to run an air conditioner for an hour could charge your cell phone like over 200 times.
What?
Yeah.
That's
I learned
super
so much of this
yo.
Talk. It was like fucking galaxy brain.
I love
My
it.
My mind was exploding.
I want to go.
Well, we should like.
Have you figured out time travel yet? Can yeah. I go? Is how much energy does that take?
Well,
is it reverse energy? Because you're
yeah, it's negative impact.
Damn,
not really. I don't know how. Let's
I feel
come
like
back
it
to
takes
that.
A lot of energy to time
we
travel.
We need a real scientist to talk about that.
Who can we find? What scientist is that wants to talk to us about the energy it takes for to time travel?
Probably nobody. Probably the guy that runs the LSD museum.
No. Went to some exhibitions this week.
Yes, tell us.
This weekend. I didn't go to the art fairs. I was going to, and I didn't. I just didn't. I was like, you know, it's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't go either.
I had a little bit of, like, FOMO, which is just dumb. So I didn't do that.
But you didn't you missed out on that, but what didn't you miss out on?
I did go to Wattis. I made it to the last fucking day.
Oh, wow.
I think my songs were getting cut off. I was sort of sad.
Okay,
like, oh.
So this was a more to the thing where you get to go into the computer and get a song playing, and it's
you
supposed
to
be the
play
dialogue
a song
of it.
That's like a part to a play. There's three acts to this play.
Right.
I have to say, when I sat down at that table to try to get to YouTube, first of all, that took me forever to figure out, which is nobody's fault. It's just me being a fucking putz. And second of all,
That's some carbon emissions in that show. That's the other thing. You don't think about artists who are doing internet shit. You're like, oh, well, they're not like mining minerals to make their oil paint, and they're not like,
or like the fucking
styrofoam and whatever
the forests.
But you're fucking up two digital artists. That should have been the name of the talk.
Digital artists are fucking
digital
shit
artists
too.
You're not as hot as you think you are, except that you are, because you're causing global warming
over here. I have, and the other thing that was funny about that show is like I came to a fucking complete blank when I tried to look up songs. I was like, I can't think of anything.
Yeah,
I literally eventually played Howling Wolves.
Like oh,
wolves
just sounding.
Howling in nature.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this will be good for the poet or the parents yelling at the kid.
Huh.
I don't know. I kind of drew a complete blank. It was
okay,
very
well, you also went to Casemore Kirkerby.
Kate's like, whatever. I went to Casemore Kirkerby. There was a show. They had a show up by Sean McFarland, a local photographer.
Sika winner.
From a few years ago?
From the last Sika before the one that's up now.
Oh, right. Because he was that the, yeah.
With Lindsay White and Alicia McCarthy and Liam Everett and KRM Mooney.
Oh, that was that series. Yeah. Gosh, that feels like it was so long ago.
Well, it wasn't.
So the show at Casemore Kirkerby was with Sean McFarland, and it's 4.5 billion years a lifetime. And the works were gorgeous. There was a series of cyanotypes of like clouds, so it's like the blue on blue was just beautiful. Anyhow, the show is gorgeous. It's all photo. I love Sean's work. I've always loved Sean's work. There is some cyanotypes and the other are very small, intimate photographs. I think they're color. Sorry, what?
What kind?
What do you mean?
What kind of photographs? Because they're not cyanotypes.
They're not cyanotypes. Just a regular photograph. Come on.
Like silver gelatin paper?
Sure. Yep. It's small. Come on, don't make me talk about the material. I'm never good at this shit.
I love
shit.
It. It's my favorite.
Kate loves when I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, really I love fun. Being a detective.
Oh, detective. Okay. Yeah. And it was funny because at one point I read the, you know, they don't have any labels on the wall in that gallery. And so I went to the desk to look at the materials because there was one photo where I couldn't tell if he was actually drawing on it, on the photo itself, because there were some that were double exposed, but there were some where I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And some of the materials, or in some of the photos, it said he used graphite. It was like, oh, maybe he did actually draw on it. So then I asked, because I was like, now I really have to know what's going on here. But I guess he cuts like the edge of the frame of the photo and then uses graphite on the edge because he doesn't like the white. So it's just a very simple aesthetic, I think.
Sweet. Case Warren Kirkaby is like my favorite gallery.
I really like them. This Friday, Nook Gallery is having an opening called Here to Lounge, which is very cute. Friday, 6 to 9, Nook Gallery. Be there.
I'll put a link in the underworld.
Also, Kate and I are going to be going to see Cats, the movie. And we just said,
come with us.
We're just like, you know.
We're going to be seeing it on Sunday. And if you'd like more information, please give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Is there any other way to contact us? Maysoon, I've basically abandoned our Facebook page.
I think we should abandon it.
Okay. People, if you want to continue posting things on our Facebook page, that's up to you. We're no longer maintaining that page.
Should I pull it down?
Because I accidentally logged out of Katie's Facebook account on my computer.
I'm still on Facebook, but I'm thinking of leaving as a thing.
I accidentally logged out of Katie's Facebook account, Research Assistant Katie Kondo's Facebook account on my computer, and now I can't log back in because neither of us knows the password.
I would delete it both out of disgust for Facebook, although Facebook also now runs Instagram and WhatsApp and probably other things.
Oh, yeah.
So I just feel like we're trapped in that little minefield. But I would also delete it for the feeling of not caring about Facebook. I don't, you know, not caring what anyone's posting, not caring that I'm not posting, all that sort of weird social stress.
Okay, well, I support you in whatever decision you make.
Thank you, I really appreciate that.
Maysoon, did you hear they opened up a bike lane on the Richmond Bridge or some bridge?
The Richmond
Dumbledore
Bridge.
Bridge or the Ferlinghetti Bridge. Well, now you can ride your bike across it, and okay. I'll be doing that from that bridge.
To some other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.